Phone Boy Speaks, episode 310, Black Ball Messenger.
As I mentioned on the last podcast, which you can listen to if you haven't already, at phoneboy.com/ps/309. Hey, I've got a new URL scheme. What a cool thing. Easy to find episodes that way. But anyway, I talked about getting access to BlackBerry Messenger. And it turns out that it really didn't have to wait that long. I probably could have signed up and it wouldn't have taken long. But I had a friend at BlackBerry that did get me access, and I eventually did get in. It was kind of a rocky entry process into the product. I think they were trying to onboard a lot of people, and so obviously that creates a ton of issues. And so I did get to play with it today, and I did add some people because I'd posted on my various social media my BBM PIM or PIN. You know, this is a way of identifying yourself that's somewhat unique. And I guess that was the thing to do back in the day. And you know, I'm trying to think about, what this app offers today, it seems like any other sort of, person-to-person messaging system. There's also group messaging. You can create a group of up to 30 people and basically message back and forth and send pictures, and there's status information, and you can see when people have read messages and the like. But I think one of the reasons why BBM was popular back in the day is because it was included in your BlackBerry service. And so you didn't, to message somebody, it didn't require sending an expensive text message, which, back in, several years ago was not, the number of text packages were available weren't, you didn't have unlimited texting, or if it was really expensive. And, now it's, pretty much all the plans now include text messaging. So there's almost no reason for something like BlackBerry Messenger. I guess it gives you a couple of other things, but, there's also other over the top, messaging services. I mean, iMessage on an iPhone is obviously very popular. There's also WhatsApp, which is a cross platform and has been, very popular for a while, and they monetize by asking you for 99 cents a year, which is not a huge amount of money, quite honestly. And so I'm not quite sure what BlackBerry hopes to gain by relaunching BlackBerry Messenger. I mean, I think if it were 2 or 3 years ago, I think BlackBerry Messenger might still be relevant, and so getting people on that would at that point might have been a good way to sort of extend. Although I think I said before, it may have actually hastened the demise of BlackBerry, because it would give people a reason to leave the platform. But anyway, I don't know. I look at this and I can't help but think that it's too little too late, at least as far as being relevant. I mean, I definitely, they're like 10 million people downloaded it. That was the word I saw on the social networks about how many people actually tried it. A lot of people downloading it and trying it, sure, that's cool, but the question is how many people are going to continue to use it, and more importantly, how's BlackBerry going to be able to monetize that? And the answer is, I don't know, right? There's no obvious, payment that has to occur to use the service. And, I did actually chat with somebody that was using a real BlackBerry. So it apparently is using the same infrastructure, which is, at least it's been reasonably well tested and been used for a long time. So I assume it's reasonably secure. And one thing I actually tried to do was I tried to fire up the BBM client on my other iPhone that I have, an old 3GS. And it says, oh, do you want to move everything over to this new phone? I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. I was hoping I could use it multiple places at the same time, but I guess BBM doesn't let you do that. But anyway, it's not a bad app. I mean, I like that it shows you that even in the list of chats, it will show you whether a message has been read or not, or delivered and read. And I think that's kind of cool. But I mean, that's an incremental change compared to what I've seen with other apps. And so I don't know if it will be compelling enough that people want to use it. Because as I said, right, an app is only as useful as if other, an app like this, a communications app, has to be something that other people use for it to be useful. And I know a few people that are willing to try it, obviously, because I know a bunch of tech douchebags like myself, but whether I can get enough people using it that to continue to maintain to actively use it on a regular basis, I think that it's probably not going to happen. And so it's a nice toy, and I'll probably continue to play with it for the time being, but I don't see it having a long-term future on my phone. I don't don't know. We'll have to see what they've got launched up their sleeve. The BlackBerry folks, maybe they've have some new functionality that they're going to roll out into it that might make it more compelling. But right now, it's not looking real good that it's going to be something I use on a regular basis.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.